Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Josh, a friend, the biggest business acquisition in gaming history has just gone down, and it's not really a good thing. Turns out that GTA's parent company, Take-Two, have acquired mobile giant Zynga for $12.7 billion. It's proper little finger territory, left, right, and center. But like I said, it's the biggest gaming deal in the entertainment's history, bigger than Microsoft buying Bethesda for $8.1 billion, and largely just marks the potential future for Take-Two, for GTA, for the likes of GTA 6 that is as yet unknown, but does come after the leaks pointing to GTA 6 having development hell. I want to mention a few of the things. One, Zynga are the people that you will already know from Farmville, Mafia Wars, Words with Friends, which I forgot was even a thing. The statement from the acquisition is just, you can make your own thoughts up on what you think of this. But this is the official line saying that combining Zynga's expertise in mobile and next generation platforms with Take-Two's best in class capabilities and intellectual property will enable them to further advance their mission to connect the world through games while achieving significant growth and synergies together. Now I just, PR is a language.
Yeah, it certainly is, man. Like, you look at the kind of statements that have come from this deal, and you just kind of think that we are completely different, us people who play games and the people who are in charge of making the business deal that make those games.
What are you?
Well, this is the thing, man. Like, Take-Two, obviously, is the studio notorious for referring to their player base as whales, you know, the people who are putting so much money into these games that they can essentially keep them afloat because they're not just spending $60 on GTA 5. You know, they're spending money month after month, day after day in GTA Online. Mm-hmm. And the success of GTA Online is pretty much, you know, confirmed to this publisher that, like, box games are good. You can have Grand Theft Auto 4 sell mad numbers and make a business off that, but you can have the biggest entertainment property in the world that continues to make money for almost 10 years now. You know, GTA 5 was still one of the best-selling games of all time last year, and that's not necessarily down to the quality of a single-player campaign. That's down to the longevity of GTA Online. So the idea of them buying, you know, buying into mobile in such a ridiculously large way here, for me, makes me worried about what the future of their biggest franchises are going to look like, because they're clearly all in on this monetized aspect and wanting these games to be as accessible as possible, which is a good thing, but only in as much as that makes them a lot of money because of it.
Well, so I do have other quotes. I mentioned that I said the development hell of GTA 6 is ongoing. This comes from an account, literally called Account NGT over on Twitter, who leaked Star Wars Eclipse before it was official, which meant a lot of people went back to that account going, what else have you got? And they said that, according to, in reference to GTA 6, some people don't realise how chaotic the development is. And this also goes alongside French outlet Rockstar Mag saying that there are big issues with the development of GTA 6, and apparently the team are struggling with Dan Houser leaving. Obviously, he was lead creative, he was lead writer on almost all the GTAs and the Red Dead Redemption. He's a big old deal inside Rockstar, and Dan Houser has left Rockstar, leaving the development of GTA 6 to be a bit of a mess. You mentioned, though, you know, the likes of the success of GTA Online over time, and there is a hilarious quote from Strauss Zelnick, who is Take-Two CEO, from back in 2018, saying that he was surprised by GTA Online's continued success, but did say that going forward, we intend to deliver the opportunity for people to stay engaged after release. That could be through multiplayer, or it could be through in-game engagement with in-game purchases. Now, if he's the head of Take-Two, and they're sinking $12.7 billion into a company that very much specializes in this stuff, I don't have the most rosy tinted glasses for Grand Theft Auto 6.
No, I mean, nor do I, man. Like, the more we hear about this game, you know, of course I'm going to be excited because it's the next Grand Theft Auto game. But yeah, I think once Dan Houser left, that really did, in my mind, mark a turning point in Rockstar as a company because, you know, for all of his problems, you know, he was a creative driver of, you know, like the narrative side of those games, the single player side of those games. And without that there, I just don't want to see GTA Online become all that franchise is because that's the biggest way to make money, but it needs to have some kind of balance. So when I see an acquisition like this, I just see that balance kind of eroding away, especially with, you know, the focus there on in-game purchases and stuff. And that to me does scare me a little bit.
Do you think, like, because if you were Rockstar and you've lost your lead creative, the guy that literally helped birth GTA over time and is responsible for some of the biggest releases in that franchise's history, how do you even approach GTA? Is it old school GTA, which like they kind of lent on for the definitive edition? Obviously, that thing was plagued by technical problems, but went down, like, was such a divisive release. Obviously, it was a massive on fire mess, but you did get some people on social media just happy they were going back to old school GTA. Or do you try and ape the stuff that Houser was doing over time, the more stylish stuff from GTA 4, or like the more anarchic craziness from GTA 5?
Well, this is the thing. I am so pleased that I am personally not making GTA 6 because that might be one of the most coveted jobs in the entire world. But if you think about it for a bit, you know, even taking this acquisition out of the question for a second, like, you're following up the biggest entertainment thing of all time that is still making money. You're going into this, creating something that's going to be in this huge shadow. And it's just like, I wouldn't know which direction to take it. Would you follow the money and focus more online on online in a multiplayer? Or would you try to go back to its roots and create something that is, you know, single player focused and try to essentially hit the exact same vein that GTA 5 did and hope that lightning strikes twice 10 years apart. I go to bed so pleased I'm not the one making those decisions, to be honest with you.
No, I know, like you said, it's the most coveted design position in the industry, but at the same time, the more stories come out about the reality of what it's like trying to make a game on that scale, the amount of moving parts, and the likes of something like Cyberpunk or whatever, like you said, I wouldn't want to be the person trying to be the next Dan Houser. Like, the Houser brothers, the run that they had, obviously Sam Houser's still there, so he can sort of largely go, that's not what we used to do, we should do this instead. But I think overall, you think about where Rockstar are at right now, and they haven't been satisfying for a long time. Like, they, you know, like, you know, we mentioned GTA 5 in 2013, it was remastered in 2014, GTA Online, Red Dead Redemption 2. Like, even Red Dead 2, like, it was 25% of people got through it or whatever. And I know that those 25% of people had a lovely old time. But I just feel like overall, you compare that to the absolute manic energy that surrounded that company across the 2000s, and it's almost night and day.
I mean, I agree with you in part because I think that the games they have released over the past decade or so have still been stellar. You know, I'm a big fan of GTA 5. I played GTA Online for a long time. Max Payne 3, obviously awesome. Red Dead Redemption 2 is one of my favorite games just ever made. So it's not necessarily the quality of the games themselves that I'm worried about. It's just, like you said, you know, like these behind-the-scenes issues that have clearly compounded things with the production of the games because they've released barely anything over the past decade. You know, the games have been good, but like you said, we had GTA 5, we had its remaster, we had Red Dead Redemption 2, whereas, you know, a decade prior, we were getting L.A. Noire, we were getting Max Payne 3, we were getting GTA 4, we were getting a lot of different stuff and a lot quicker. And maybe that's just like the face of game development. Maybe that's just the reality of making these games now. But with the absence of GTA 6, you kind of have, and the, you know, exit of Dan Houser, you have to think that something is going on behind the scenes with these companies. I mean, it was only the other day that there was the big, I think it was the Game Informer expose about Bully 2 in the late 2000s, you know, and that kind of seems to have been the start of these development issues where games like that would just not get a look in because they were focusing on Red Dead Redemption and, you know, the like.
No, and that's absolutely. I think, I mean, part of that will be because of the direction that Dan Houser took the company in. Like, no other company, maybe in the rest of human history, will ever make a game like Red Dead Redemption 2 that is almost has such an indie creative soul, but is, you know, big budget, AAA, over the top, opulent AF. I think that's what makes them so special. But it, when he goes away, it's like, how do you fill that void? You have your parent company making all these moves towards microtransactions and mobile gaming, which also means NFTs galore. So look forward to GTA NFTs at some point. But let us know what you think down in the comments below of $12.7 billion being spent by GTA's parent company to acquire a whole bunch of mobile games and assets and everything going forward. For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I've been Josh from WhatCulture.com.
And we'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.
Just give me like 0.001% of that acquisition. Just give it to me. Just give it to me. It's a nice present.
Slide it in.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.